I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Effective messaging is key when it comes to preventing COVID-19 infections. In South Sudan, World Concern teamed up with local churches to spread the word.
When we empower the local church, then they become more effective messengers. And I think the communities we are working in so far, we have not had a case reported.
Joshua Bundy says World Concern already worked closely with local believers. The pandemic simply proved why that partnership is so important.
We understand that the communities where we are working in, they do not have the capacity, the ability to handle COVID. The best we could do was to start community preparedness way in advance, even before the first case started.
And after a tense election week in the U.S., preliminary results show Joe Biden as the 46th president-elect of the United States. Many U.S. voters cast mail-in ballots due to COVID-19, and the votes took days to count. On election night, Sammy Tippett Ministries participated in an online prayer meeting with nearly 20,000 people. Ministry founder Sammy Tippett.
We prayed for the election. We prayed for the people who were voting. We did not pray politically. We prayed for God to just give people wisdom, keep them safe, those types of things. One of the things that was really neat in the time of prayer was that it was multiracial. It was both men and women leading. So we had sort of a cross-section of the country leading in prayer.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. SAS7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. They're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. Click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.